This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are some developments to report this week in the MOOC business. That is shorthand for the free massive open online courses, MOOC, that are supposed to transform higher education as we know it. Development number one is that MOOC pioneer Coursera has hired a new CEO, no less an educational heavy hitter than Richard Levin, the former president of Yale University. Development number two is that Coursera's competitor edX out of Harvard also has a new president, this one from the world of actual business. Both are perhaps signs of a new phase in the evolution of free online education, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR.
Even Coursera co-founder Daphne Koller isn't shy about admitting it. A big name like Richard Levin adds some serious heft to a Silicon Valley startup created by a pair of professors.
Clearly, there's a big jump between the credibility of two Stanford faculty members and someone who's a 20-year president of Yale University.
Which could come in handy as Coursera tries to expand its partnerships with universities around the world to offer free courses online. Levin could also help smooth relations with traditional higher ed.
This really makes clear that we are not out to put universities out of business, have never been out to do that.
Kevin Carey directs the education policy program at the New America Foundation. He says with any business innovation, there's a cycle. First, the hype, in this case, free education for the masses. Then the backlash, huge dropout rates, and most students who sign up already have degrees. And then, Carey says, there's the phase MOOCs are entering now.
You circle around to these organizations 2 or 3 years later, and what they've done is learn from their initial mistakes, improve the quality of their product, and steadily built out both their customer base and their ability to make money.
Coursera's Daphne Koller says the company is making money from students who pay for certificates showing they've completed courses. But Ken Hartman, former president of Drexel University Online, says a viable business model for free classes is still elusive.
I think what most of these startup organizations really need is more of a business person than an academic.
Which may be why Coursera competitor edX brought in a former printing company executive as its new president. Levin is no stranger to making money. During his time at Yale, he helped boost the endowment from about $3 billion to $20 billion. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.